Welcome. Welcome to my latest episode of Bagwazang Urban Cultivation. I thought I would keep this one short, but it is something that I wanted to share with you guys who are following the Taoist path, and also if you're doing Bagwazang. And that is, I want to tell you what I've been doing recently regarding with Taoism and Bagwazang, and it's this. Basically, I've decided to translate the Tao Te Ching. I know what you're thinking. You're going, Jesus Christ, why or why is he giving us yet another version of the Tao Te Ching, another translated copy? Well, the first thing I want to tell you guys is that no, I'm not giving you another copy. It's not for you guys. It's for me. It's an exercise I've decided to do for the summer holidays down here in Australia, primarily for myself. And I didn't want to tell you how great it is and I got the latest and best translation, even though what I'm going to talk about sounds like it. Because if you go to Amazon and all the other bookstores, you'll find tons of translation, English translations or whatever language you're into, of the Tao Te Ching. And I'm going to mostly talk about the English one because, well, I'm speaking in English. And it's this, basically. All of the versions that are in English, almost all of them, are copies with slight tweaks here and there of the original English translation. And I've noticed, as I'm looking at the Chinese version, what is written in Chinese versus what it says in English, that there are a lot of discrepancies. And those discrepancies gave me the idea and the suggestion to translate it myself. I actually wanted to know what it says with my own ears and base it on my own experiences. So it's an exercise. I don't know how to say it, really. It's like a coming full circle. I don't know what the term is. Probably you guys know it better. But I give you some examples, at least one major one, that was what triggered it off for me. And that was actually the very first sentence from the first verse in Chinese and the first verse in English. Now, in English, all of you would have heard it. It goes, the Tao that can be named is not the Tao. That's what the English version says. And it doesn't matter what version you've got, it'll be some version of this. But every time I look at the Chinese, it doesn't say that. Even in the sentence structure, when I go and look at it, because ancient Chinese is a lot simpler, a lot more basic, it doesn't say it. And when I think, okay, they had to save paper was expensive, they had to summarize it and get it down, like a slogan, like an advertising slogan, it still doesn't say it. So I thought, what the fuck does it actually say? And it goes, the Tao begets the way, or the Tao is the way, or the Tao is a path, comma. And the next bit says, but it's something that is not for common tongue or is not spoken out by ordinary people. Something like this effect. What it means is the Tao is the way, but people don't talk about it. It's not up for gossip. It's something that's not spoken about in general public or common speech language. That's really what the first sentence means. That's completely different to saying the Tao that can be named is not the Tao. That's not what it means. And going through it, starting to translate, I realized there were lots of differences, that in the English versions, it's all about how noble and how great Taoism is and how superior it is to other forms of thought. But as I translate, I find myself discovering that it's quite practical, very down to earth. A lot of it is the talking about situations and problems that we as ordinary people have in relation to the people around us, in relation to ourselves, in relation to nature, in relation to the government. It doesn't always necessarily talk about Taoism in itself. And I thought, wow, that is so different. I will keep translating. In fact, there's a lot of verses that mirror my own journey. Not in the sense I'm great and wonderful, but more it answers a lot of questions that I have. Why certain things are the way they are. In the context of telling me back way back when the Tao Te Ching was written, they also had these questions. They also had these answers. They also had these problems. The very things that we are concerned about today, they had as well in the past. And when it says in the beginning that the Tao is the path, it meant the way, the method, it meant it like this. And the second part was, it's not up for everyday conversation, means we just don't talk about it. And most of you who are Taoists or following the Taoist path, you discover over time, you tend not to talk about it to people. You don't tend to promote it. Yeah, when people ask, we talk about it, but we're not out to convert people into being Taoists. We're just trying to figure this shit out for ourselves. That's really what it's about. You know, we're not trying to be better than other people. We're just following a certain path, and that and Taoism happens to be that path. You know, we just don't tend to gossip about it. It's something that's a private matter. It's a private affair. That's really what it means. We talk, like I'm talking to you now, who are other Taoists, so I'm talking to you, so we can relate. But if it's about two common folk, no, not really. And then the second thing that's popped up a few times is that the term we use, we call it Taoism in English, and it can refer to religious Taoism or philosophical Taoism, and there's a big debate whether the two should be split or should be together. Now, in the Tao Te Ching, neither of those two terms are used. There is no mention of religious Taoism, and there's no mention of philosophical Taoism. In fact, philosophical Taoism started with Chuang Tzu and Lei Tzu later. And as you can tell with philosophical Taoism, it's that version of Taoism is a spiritual philosophy. And then much later, turned up religious Taoism. Now, in Chinese, we call religious Taoism, in Mandarin, when I refer to Chinese, is Tao Jiao. And philosophical Taoism is called Tao Jia. But in the Tao Te Ching, it's referred to as Tao Ji. That's Taoism in the Tao Te Ching. So what does this character Ji mean? Well, it simply means practice or discipline. Now, I find that really amazing because it basically says firstly that back when Lao Tzu, if you believe he's a real character or not, let's just say he's a symbolic character, person. When he wrote it or passed it on, Taoism for him or back then was not a religion. It was not a spiritual philosophy. It was a practice. It was a discipline. It was meant to be something practical you can implement every day. Not just sit around your mates in academic circles and talk about it and see how enlightened you are. And not just religion, not worshiping gods here and there and kumbayaing and ranting up in the temple. None of that. It was a discipline and a practice. So Taoism, the way it was originally, is called Dao Ji. And I'll write this down in the text so you can see it for yourself. You can copy it. You can research it up. Which meant the discipline or practice of Taoism. For those of you who are really into the action side of things, this is a better term and phrase, and it's the original term and phrase that was used. Now, Taoism existed before this term got used. It didn't have a name in the beginning, but in order to write it down as a subject matter, this was the term used for Taoism, Dao Ji, which means the practice of Taoism. And the third thing, this is the final thing I want to tell you, is that, and it's something I've been looking ever around books, internet, and they go, well, I ask, what do you call a person who practices Taoism? And they go, well, a person who practices Taoism is called Daoshi or Taoshi. And then you hear that only the people who are priests and nuns of the religion call themselves this. And you go, okay, well, in English we call ourselves Taoists. What do the lay people, the ordinary people of China, call themselves if they're Taoist? Apparently they can't call themselves Daoshi. So what the fuck do they call themselves? And then the best I could find was nothing. Because for them, Buddhism, Taoism, Confucian was all muddled up and all the same. They didn't even think about it. And it's like, huh, I'm a Christian, but I don't call myself a Christian. It turns out in the Tao Te Ching, yes, there is a term for a Taoist. And it's called Dao-er. And I'm going, wow, they had a word for that too. What we know now in the modern world is sometimes a corruption of what was originally said. So this Dao-er, the er part is a sound, or it translates as the ist in Taoist, or the er in swimmer, or builder, or maker. It's this er sound which it translates, it means person. But in Chinese now, sometimes it can refer to being a Dao expert. But it doesn't have to be. So, in short, if you elect to follow the Dao Ji way of Taoism, which was the original, you become a Dao-er, which is basically means Taoist. I will write this in the transcript at the end so that you can copy and paste it and look for itself. So those are the three important bits I want to share with you tonight. And that is, if you're finding yourself, firstly, not talking about it much to people, it's a very common experience. It's not something we tend to talk about with ordinary people. I've tried, but there's a part of me that just goes blank. I just don't speak about it until someone asks. Is there what was the original term for Taoism? Dao Ji, which means the practice of the Dao, which is the practical side of it, which is the implementation of it in your everyday daily life, not just talking about it intellectually, and not just a religion. It wasn't even a religion. This Ji also implies like something like universal law. It's like the laws in physics. In order to be a law, they're unchanging. They're like guidelines. They're not up for discussion. It was seen as something like, that's the way it is. It's not really that's the way it is. You know, it's... yeah. So I hope this helps. And I hope this starts to bring some clarity on the path. And especially if you're a Baguazhang practitioner where you're trying to implement Taoism into your practice or into your life, or you find it being drawn into your practice, even though you originally started just doing Bagua Zhang on its own and you found more of this Taoism stuff coming in. The Taoism that you are doing through your Bagua Zhang is Tao Ji, which is the practice of Taoism. It's the practical side of it, not the philosophical, intellectual, and not the religious. You can always go that way if you want to, but the practice comes first.